Good evening.
晚安.
Let me try that again. Good evening.
再一次, 晚安.
It's been a joy for my family to be involved in OMF and OMF's Chinese ministries for the last 20 years.
过去20年, 中国事工是我们家的一个荣幸。
Over these last years, our focus has been in three areas specifically.
过去几年我们施工特别集中在上面几个重点。
They begin with ease, so it is easy for me to remember, and hopefully it will be an opportunity for you to partner together with us, especially in prayer.
特别是请各位跟我们一起能够有祷告的，为我们祷告来跟我们同工。
By God's grace, first of all, we've been involved in seeing the Chinese church, especially Christian workers, equipped for serving the Lord.
特别是我们看见中国教会华人教会里面同工们被建立起来，跟我们一起同工。
By God's grace, we have obviously seen the exponential growth of the Chinese church, and especially the church in China.
另外我们看到是华人教会，特别是中国的教会，它人数的倍增。
And as it has grown, so has the need for pastors and Christian workers to be equipped to be godly servants of the Lord as they serve the church.
因为倍增的缘故，所以中国教会需要更多牧者跟神的工人能够被装备起来，能够忠心服侍主。
And I think that equipping not only touches on the Bible as well as various theological subjects.
这样的训练跟栽培不单只是神话语圣经上面的，也包括神学上面的。
It certainly also includes practical ministries. Pastoral ministries. And so it's been a special joy for us to journey in that equipping component for the Chinese church. The second need that we're involved in is what we call empowering.
第二方面是使得他们能够被装备起来，有能力强化他们。
Empowering the church.
强化教会。
First of all, that includes empowering the church inwardly.
首先是教会内部的强化。
And what we mean by that is as we look at the church and its development.
这个意思是当我们看这个教会以及它的发展。
We see many challenges that the church, I think especially the church in China, is facing.
我们特别看到中国教会面对的挑战。
Many churches are beginning to have their own places of worship.
许多教会开始有他们自己崇拜的地方。
And they are shifting toward having perhaps co-workers, deacons, elders in the church.
然后他们渐渐开始内部同工们开始有长职。
And so how to, in that systemic development, how to empower them to do church, if I can use that very crass description, how to do church effectively.
所以因为这样一个系统性的增长，所以我们希望能够强化他们，使他们能够在侍奉上面，在教会上面能够更加的有效。
But it also obviously includes children ministry, it includes youth ministry, it includes young adult ministries.
这当然也包括儿童事工、大学上的事工跟社庆的事工。
And so empowering the church inwardly.
所以教会内部的强化。
But we also want to see the church empowered outwardly as well.
同时我们也希望看到教会对外能够强化起来。
To be effective salt and light in society.
能够在社会做有效的做光做盐。
And so empowering is the second word that sums up the work that we're involved in.
所以这是第二个字，我们施工的一个总结。
But in addition to equipping and empowering,
除了装备跟强化以外,
the third area that is very much close on my heart is engaging in cross-cultural missions.
第三个我所关注的是参与跨文化的宣教。
And of course, if you were with us yesterday evening and perhaps even this afternoon,
若是你昨天晚上跟今天下午跟我们在一起。
We especially highlighted the fact that the day and age that we live in is, the mobilization of the global church for cross-cultural missions.
我们特别注意到是在我们活在一个时代是全球化教会开始动员起来来参与整体全球事工。
And I think it's especially exciting for us as we see the church, the Chinese church, especially the church in China, catch a vision for cross-cultural missions.
中国教会当他们抓到这个意向跨文化宣教的时候我们心里面特别的兴奋。
And we're praying that the Lord over the next, 3 to 5 years will send, 40, Chinese brothers and sisters to join together with us in cross-cultural missions.
我们的祷告是未来几年能够有30到40位中国教会的同工来参与我们的事工。
Involved in long-term cross-cultural missions.
参与长期的跨文化的宣教。
And so we covet your prayers as we seek to see, Christians equipped.
所以我请求你们为我们代祷看到信徒们被装备。
To see churches empowered.
教会被强化
and then to see the church also engaged in cross-cultural
以及教会参与跨文化的宣教
But it's been a special joy to be here with you also this weekend.
这个周末跟各位在一起我心里面非常的喜乐
If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn together with me again to the book of Acts.
若是你有了你的圣经请你打开使徒行传
This evening we want to turn our thoughts to a very special passage in the book of Acts.
今天晚上我们特别注意一段很特别的经文在使徒行传第八章。
Describing very much a breakthrough, for the church in China, for the church in the New Testament.
特别讲到在新约里面新约教会发展的一个重要里程碑。
We want to read the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
我们要看这个腓力跟这个安提阿伯的太监的这个故事。
And so if you would allow me to read this story for us in English, and if you are following along in Chinese, we will not read it in Chinese, again, but if you can just follow along.
但牧师我用英文读我们不用中文读请各位跟着。
Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 25.
第二十五节，八章二十五节。
In 26.
二十六节。
But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. And so he got up and went.And there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasures. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship, And when he was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit said to Philip, Go up and join this chariot.So Philip ran and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, Well, how can I unless somebody guides me? And so he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to slaughter.And as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life was removed from the earth. The Ethiopian asked Philip and said, Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else?Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, he came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch. and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40. But Philip found him at Azotus, and as he passed through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. The topic that I'd like to share with you this evening is a thirsty soul on a dusty road.
今天晚上我想跟各位分享的信息的题目是旷野之路救恩之道。
If you can pray for me, I'm having a bit of problem with my cough this evening.
各位可以为他的这个喉咙特别祷告。
A thirsty road on a dusty, a thirsty soul on a dusty road.
旷野之路救恩之道。
If you're familiar with the book of Acts, you'll know that chapter 8is actually a new beginning in the book.
各位假如你熟悉使徒行传，你知道第八章是一个新的开始。
In the many ways, chapter 1 verse 8, which we looked at yesterday evening, serves as the outline for the book of Acts.
第一章第八节是整本书的一个概览。
There we read of how the gospel was to be shared from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the other ends of the earth.
在那里告诉我们福音要从耶路撒冷犹太全地一直到撒玛利亚到地极。
And so many people have said that actually from chapter 1 to chapter 7 is the gospel in Jerusalem.
所以很多读者说第一到第七章是福音在耶路撒冷。
And then from chapter 8,right through to chapter 12 is the description of the gospel going from Jerusalem to Judea and then obviously to Samaria.
第八到第十二章是福音从耶路撒冷出去了，开始从犹大一直到这个撒玛利亚。
And then from chapter 13 right through to chapter 28, we obviously see the description of the church going outward with the gospel of Jesus Christ toward the utter ends of the earth.
从第十三章到二十八章，我们就看见福音离开撒玛利亚，开始传到当时所知道的地极。
It's interesting that some people have gone on to say that you and I are actually writing Acts chapter 29.
有的人很有意思，他们说你跟我今天是在写《使徒行传》第二十九章。
And I can't help but wonder how we are doing in that Acts chapter 29 story.
我也非常的好奇，我们在第二十九章我们所做的。
But thus it's evident that chapter 8 is obviously a beginning, in the book of Acts as Luke describes the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以第八章当这个路加描述福音广传的时候，第八章是一个新的开始。
Before we actually look at the verses that we just read,
当我们要细看我们刚刚所读的经文之
前， I think it would perhaps be helpful for us just to lookfurther upward to verse 1 of this chapter, chapter 8.
让我们看第八章第一节。
Because in that very succinct description, I think we see three things that were very critical for the church as it sought to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ.
在这八章第一节里面，我们看见有三样事情关乎神的教会如何能够完成、达成这个大使命。
And there in that verse, we're told of a great persecution that came against the church in Jerusalem.
在这一节经文里面说到耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
And it's interesting that that persecution did not bring to the church an ending of the church.
这个大逼迫很特别的，并没有使得教会就这样子结束了。
But rather that persecution brought an expansion to the church.
反而是使得教会开始扩展。
In Chinese, we could say, 这个逼迫带出突破来。That the persecution actually brought out expansion.
逼迫带出突破。
And there were three things that were told about this breakthrough, this expansion.
这个突破，这里有三样事情。
First of all, we're told that there was a geographical expansion.
首先是地理上的扩张。
And so we're told that the church in Jerusalem went, throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria.
这里说这个 教会从耶路撒冷出去到犹大跟撒玛利亚。
That the church because of persecution was scattered.
教会因为逼迫而分散出去。
It's interesting, actually, not only here, but if we were to study subsequent church history.
因为我们在这里是非常有趣，因为我们在看这个教会历史的发展。
That often God has used different events to scatter His church.
神用不同的事情使得他教会能够散开。
And in fact, God's desire is that His church is not so much a gathering church as it is a scattering church.
特别是神要他的教会不只是一个内聚的教会，更是一个外散的教会。
I remember attending a conference, not too long ago.
我记得不久之前我去参加一个会议。
And the speaker challenged us with a very interesting question.
讲员用一个很有趣的问题来挑战我们。
He was speaking to us in Chinese.
他用中文跟我们讲。
And this is what he said.
这是他所说的。
He said, 你的教会是一个聚会型的教会，还是一个散会型的教会？
He asked whether your church is a gathering church or a scattering church.
And I thought it was a very insightful question to ponder.
我觉得这是非常有真知洞见的一个问题。
Is our church a gathering church or is it a scattering church?
我们是一个内聚的教会呢，还是一个外展的
教会？ Well, in a sense, it probably needs to be both, doesn't it?
我想我们可能两方面都需要。
That God has actually, He does call us to gather together in community.
神是叫我们召聚在一起，聚集在一起。
But we were challenged that day through His message to think of the purpose of our gathering.
同时，他的信息也挑战我们，为什么我们聚在一起
？Is for us to scatter.
是因为使得我们能够散出去。
That we would take the gospel of Jesus Christ outward into the world that we live in.
我们能够把耶稣基督的福音带到我们所生活的世界各个地方去。
Now it's very interesting that God used persecution to do that.
这里非常有趣的是，神用逼迫来达成这个目标。
And certainly, I think, as we look throughout church history, we would see that at various points, God has used hardship to help His church understand something of the Great Commission.Of Jesus Christ.
在教会历史里面，我们不断的看见，常常神用困难使得教会能够明白大使命。
Just several years ago, I was visiting China.
几年前我去中国。
Some of you might be aware that a number of years ago there was a series of cross removals in China.
你们中间可能有听过，有一些教会的十字架被拆掉。
Some 3,000 churches, especially in the Zhejiang province, had their crosses removed.
特别是在浙江省里面，有3,000个教会十字架被拆掉。
And I had a chance to visit Wenzhou, which was one of the places where many of these crosses had been removed.
我有一个机会去温州。特别是这个地方有很多的十字架被拆毁。
And in just listening to brothers and sisters share about that experience,
光是听这些弟兄姊妹跟我分享他们的经历
，I was struck with the fact that actually they saw in that event something of what God was actually trying to teach them.
我就深深发觉神借着这些事情教导他们。
And there was two things that especially stuck in my mind.
特别有两样事情在我心里面。
They first of all described the fact that through that event they were reminded afresh that the church building is different than the church body.
特别第一样事情是教会的建筑物跟教会这个实体是不一样的事情。
There's a difference between 教堂 and 教会。There is a difference between a building and a body.
所以是教堂跟教会的分别。
And they said that they spent a lot of emphasis on building the church building.
因为他们花很多时间精力在建造教堂。
But in contrast, they spent less time focusing on building up the church body.
可是相对来讲，他们却没有花那么多力气去建立起教会基督的身体。
And it was through that hardship, through that experience, that God was teaching them the difference between a church building and a church body.
所以神用这个困难的事情教导他们这个教堂跟教会的分别。
Interestingly, they went on to say that they're reminded of the fact there are two crosses.In the New Testament.
他们也同时跟我分享有一个有趣的事情，在新约里面有两个十字架。
They said that there's obviously the cross of salvation.
第一个是救恩的十字架。
And the cross that is here in this sanctuary is a reminder of the cross of Jesus Christ, that cross of salvation.
就好像今天在教堂里面，我们看见这个十字架，提醒我们，我们这个十字架的救恩。
But I remember that they spoke to me about another cross in the New Testament.
他同时也提醒我说，在新约里面有另外一个十字架。
And that is the cross of renunciation.
是这个是
舍己
舍己的十字架。
There is the cross of salvation.
是一个是救恩的十字架。
There is a cross of renunciation.
另外一个是舍己的十字架。
And of course, we're reminded of the fact that Jesus said to us, if anyone would follow after him, they must take up their cross and daily follow him.
耶稣实在是吩咐我们说，若有人要跟从我，就当背起他自己的十字架来跟从我。
And so we see that persecution, that hardship brought about breakthrough.
所以我们看见困难逼迫带来突破。
And so the church was scattered.
因此教会分散。
But not only was there a breakthrough geographically,
不单只是地理上的突破。
It's interesting that there was a breakthrough in terms of who took the gospel forward.
另外一个突破是我们看见是谁把福音带出去。
If your Bibles are still open, notice with me what Luke tells us here.
你要是你的圣经仍然打开，跟我一同注意一下。
He specifically says that these people were scattered and they went throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria.
这里说门徒部分散，都分散在犹大和撒玛利亚。
Except,
除了
the apostles,
使徒们。
Except the apostles,
除了使徒们。
We're not told why the apostles did not also scatter.
他没有告诉我们为什么使徒没有散出去。
But I think what is significant here is that those who took the gospel forward were not the apostles.
这里特别我们要注意到是把福音广传去外面的不是使徒们。
Or to put it in another way, they were not the preachers.
他们不是那些讲道的人。
And even though they were not the preachers, they nevertheless became proclaimers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
虽然他们不是讲道人，他们却是宣讲福音的人。
Or if I could say it this way,
或者是我另外一个方法来讲，
他们不是传道人，但是他们都是传道的人。They were not the preachers, but rather they were the proclaimers.
他们不是传道人，是传道的人。
And I'm sorry we can't capture that duh in English. If you were here this afternoon, you'll note that we especially actually highlighted this fact in missions today.
今天下午的工作坊里面我们特别强调了这一点。
And we talked about actually the importance of mobilizing Christians via your profession and my profession toward the profession of the Christian faith.
我们特别讲到说如何动员信徒们借着我们的专业使得我们能够传讲福音。
And if you and I are to see the fulfillment of the great commission of Jesus Christ,
让我们能够看见完成耶稣基督的大
使命。It will not be completed by just seeing preachers mobilized for missions.
所以光光是传道人动员起来并不能够达成大使命。
Or in the traditional definition of missionaries mobilized.
或是传统上面对于宣教士的定义。
But rather it's the mobilization of Christians via their professions to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
而是动员所有的基督徒透过他们的专业训练来为耶稣做见证。
And I personally believe that this is probably the greatest challenge for us in the 21st century.
我个人认为这个对我们在21世纪的信徒来讲这是最大的挑战。
Could I just share a wonderful experience I had in this connection a number of years ago?
让我跟各位分享一个几年前一个有趣的经历。
I was invited to speak at a very interesting mission conference in Manila, the Philippines.
我被邀到菲律宾的马利亚去在一个宣道大会里面讲道。
Now I realize the Philippines and the US are not on very good terms of late.
今天菲律宾跟美国好像有点争执。
This mission conference was especially devoted to what they call OCWs.
这个宣道大会他们特别有一个重点是叫 OCW.
OCW stands for Overseas Contract Workers.
是到海外这种合约的 工人。
If you are familiar with Asia, you'll know that the Philippines provides many such OCWs in places like Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, etc.
假如你熟悉亚洲的情形，你就知道在香港、台湾、新加坡有许多这种海外的雇工。
And so, this conference was devoted especially to them.
这个宣道大会是特别为他们而办的。
To challenge them to see their going out of their country as OCWs as also a part of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
去挑战他们，让他们使用他们这种海外雇员的身份。
I remember the first evening after speaking, I was very discouraged.
我记得第一个晚上我讲完道以后，我心里面很沮丧。
It just seemed like I wasn't able to connect with them in any way.
我发觉我好像没有办法跟他们连接，有任何的交流。
And so, on the way back to the hotel, I very candidly said to the organizer, I think you invited the wrong person.
所以当我回旅馆的路上，我特别跟这个主办人说，你可能请错了。
And I'll never forget how she responded to me.
我永远不会忘记她如何跟我回应。
She said, absolutely not. We invited the right person.
她说绝对不是我们请对了人。
And I said, how can you be so sure?
我就问她说你怎么知道呢？
This has never happened before and it has never happened since.
她说以前没有发生过，将来也没有发生。
But this is what she said to me.
他是这样说的。
I dreamt of inviting you to come and speak to us.
我做梦的时候想到要邀你来做我们的。
Now I didn't ask Reverend Chan whether he dreamt of me and then invited me.
不晓得陈牧师有没有发梦梦到我。
It's probably a nightmare if he did have a dream.
也许是噩梦。
And then she told me what happened.
她告诉我到底发生什么。
She said one evening she dreamt of Hudson Taylor.
她说有一天晚上她梦到戴德生。
And, after waking up,
当他醒过来,
the next morning she called our office in the Philippines in Manila.
他就打电话到我们马尼拉的办公室,
and said, I want to invite Hudson Taylor to come and speak.
他说我要请戴德生来做我们的讲
员。 Now, I don't know who answered the phone, but they had a sense of humor.
我不晓得是谁接这个电话,可是他很有幽默感。
They said, well, I'm sorry you're a little bit too late because Hudson Taylor died in 1905.
他说对不起,你稍微打这个电话晚了一点，戴德生1905年已经过世了。
But you're in luck.
可是你还是很幸运。
Because 3 is still around, 4 is around, and well, 5 is a little bit too young.
他说第三、第四还活着，然后第五可能太年轻。
Of course, if you're aware of this fact, you'll know that I'm the fourth, my father is the third, and my son is the fifth.
你假如熟悉他们家族，你就他们是第一、第二代、第三代。
And so all of our names are identical except for the number at the end.
所以每一代的这个男生，他们名字都是一样的，除了后面那个。
And so some people say we lack creativity in our family.
所以有人开玩笑说我们家族缺乏创意。
But our math is still okay.
可是我们的方法还是可以的。
At least we're up to 5.
至少达到第五。
And so they selected 4. That must have been the middle one then.
所以他们就选第四。
And so, they invited me to come and speak.
所以他们就请我来。
Well, by God's grace, the second night and the third night went by very well.
感谢主，第二、第三个晚上不错。
But what I want to draw your attention to is something that happened on the last evening.
可是我要你注意到是最后一个晚上发生的。
Because after I finished speaking, a lady came forward.
当我讲完以后，有一位姐妹跑到我们。
She was in her early 20s.
她大概是二十来岁。
She said, Pastor Taylor, would you please pray for me?
她说，戴牧师能不能为我祷告。
I said, well, how can I pray for you?
我就问她，我怎么样帮你祷告。
And then she told me, she said, I'm going to a place that probably you will never be able to go.
他说我要去一个地方，可能你没有办法去。
I said, well, where are you going?
我就问他你去哪里。
She said, I'm going to Saudi Arabia.
我要去沙烏地阿拉伯。
And I said, well, what are you going to do in Saudi Arabia?
我就问他你去沙烏地阿拉伯做什么呢。
She said, I'm going to go work in the home of a Muslim.
我要去一个回教徒的家里面做工。
I said, well, how can I pray for you?
我怎么为你祷告呢?
She said, Pastor Taylor, you would probably never be able to set foot in the home of a Muslim.
他说戴牧师你可能从来没有办法进到一个回教人的家里。
But I am going to live in this Muslim's home.
可是我会住在他们家里。
Would you pray that the Lord would help me to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ in that Muslim home?
你可不可以为我祷告，让我能够有效的为基督在这个家里面做见证？
Now I don't know about you. But when we think about professional ministries,
当我们想到这个专业的事工,
probably we think of a teacher.
我们可能想到教师,
we probably think of a doctor.
可能想到医生,
or other kind of professions.
或者是其他的专业。
I seriously think, doubt whether we would think a domestic worker is also a missionary.
我们可能不会想到这个在家里面的帮佣可以成为一个宣教士。
But could I just tell you that actually if we were to have a chance of understanding a little bit of what God is doing in Saudi Arabia as well as right across the Middle East.
可是透过这样的事情我们就开始看见神如何在沙乌地阿拉伯以及周边的国家所做的事。
That there are many Muslims that are coming to Jesus Christ.
许多的回教徒因此认识基督。
And the reason that they are coming to Jesus Christ is because there is a Filipino Christian maid in their home.
他们之所以能够认识耶稣基督是因为他们家里面有一个菲佣。
Who is using her profession as a platform for professing her faith in Jesus Christ.
这个菲佣用她的专业作为一个平台向他们做见证。
And so I believe in the 21st century, brothers and sisters.
这弟兄姊妹我相信在21世纪。
It is imperative, it behooves us to see the importance of mobilizing Christians to use their professions as a profession of their faith.
这个是非常非常的重要让我们能够看见用我们的专业为主做见证。
That our focus of our professions is not to strive to seek after earthly success.
当我们关注我们的专业的时候，并不是借着专业能够得着这个世界上面的福乐。
But rather, how can we strive for eternal significance?
而是借着我们专业能够达到一些在永恒里面有价值的事。
Not earthly significance.
不是在地上有价值。
Because that so quickly will pass.
因为这个很快就会过去。
But rather to strive for eternal significance.
而是关注于永恒的价值。
And so it was the disciples that went out, not the apostles.
所以这是门徒出去，不是使徒出去。
Not the 传道人 but the 传道。
不是传道的人，而是传道的人。
But very quickly, a third thing I think is worthy of notice.
这里我马上注意到第三点。
Not only geographically,
不单是地理上的。
Not only in terms of who proclaimed,
不单只是谁去传扬。
But also ethnically,
而是种族方面的。
And we're told that they went to not only Judea, but also Samaria.
这里告诉我们，他们不单去犹大，而且去撒玛利亚。
And of course, what follows is a description of that very thing.
这里马上就给我们描述。
For we're told that Philip, one of the 传道的人, went forth.
这里告诉我们斯提凡这个腓力这个一个传道的人他出去了。
And he went to Samaria.
他跑到撒玛利亚。
And the Lord greatly blessed his work there in Samaria.
神大大祝福他在撒玛利亚的事工。
And then it comes to a second experience of Philip, and that is his interaction with this Ethiopian eunuch.
这来到腓力的第二个经验就是他跟这个安提阿波的太监的对话。
And so in the moments that follow, I'd like to focus especially on these verses that we just read.
我要带领各位特别注意刚才我们所读的这经。
And there are four things that I want to lay on your heart this evening with regard to what we read here.
我要告诉各位四样重要的事情。
I'd like us to first of all, of course, notice the gospel mandate.
我要各位注意到这个福音的托付。
The gospel mandate.
福音的托付。
And what I mean by that is the Ethiopian eunuch needed to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以这里安提阿波的太监需要听到耶稣的福音。
Not only did the Ethiopian eunuch need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, somebody needed to go to share the good news of Jesus Christ with this Ethiopian eunuch.
不但这个太监需要听到福音，有人需要去把这个福音告诉他。
In those two things, we see the mandate of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这两个事实里面，我们看见福音的托付。
But let's pause and just think a little bit further about that, shall we?
我们停一停，来细细的思想一下。
The Ethiopian eunuch needed to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个太监需要听到耶稣基督的福音。
Now it's very interesting, if you recall us reading, you'll know that this Ethiopian eunuch had actually just gone to Jerusalem.
假如你注意到我们刚才所读的，你知道这个太监刚刚去过耶路撒冷。
Luke very specifically tells us that he went to Jerusalem to worship.
路加特别告诉我们说，这个太监去耶路撒冷敬拜。
And not only so, he was on his way back to to Ethiopia, and in his hands was what was the Old Testament scriptures, and he was reading from the book of Isaiah.
不单如此，他手上拿着圣经在读以赛亚书。
And so we see a very devout person.
所以我们看见一个非常敬虔的人。
Somebody who obviously, at a great cost to himself, went to Jerusalem in order to worship.
一个人付了不少的代价去耶路撒冷敬拜。
This faith obviously, he was very sincere in his faith.
他心里面非常的真诚。
And he was willing to pay a cost in order to continue to learn more about the creator of heaven and earth, the Old Testament God.
他为了追求认识旧约里面这位创造天地的主宰，他愿意付代价。
And very much perhaps like later on in the book of Acts where we read of Cornelius.
就好像我们晚一点在这个使徒行传后面所读到的这个哥尼流。
You remember there in chapter 10, Luke tells us of Cornelius, also a very devout person.
在第十章路加告诉我们哥尼流也是一个非常敬虔的人。
You know, often as I've thought of Luke's description of Cornelius,
我就想到路加如何描述哥尼流。
I would think that probably he would qualify to become a deacon, to become an elder in any church today.
也许哥尼流在今天的教会里面可以配得成为一位长老，一位执事。
He was a very devout person.
非常的敬虔。
He worshipped God regularly.
固定常常
敬拜。He prayed regularly to God.
常常祷告。
Not only did he believe in God and was devout in his belief,
他不单只是相信神，而且是委身于神。
But he also sought to live out his faith by giving to the poor.
他甚至用他生命来表达。
He influenced his family. His family was devout.
他整个家庭都是敬虔。
And in fact, even somebody who worked underneath him was a devout person.
甚至在他手下做工人都是非常的敬虔。
And yet, just like the Ethiopian eunuch Cornelius.Also needed still to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
可是正如这个太监一样，哥尼流也需要听到耶稣基督的福音。
That being devout, being religious, unfortunately was not enough.
光是敬虔，光是心诚不够。
That they still needed to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
他们仍然需要听到耶稣基督的好消息。
Now I think it's important for us to pause at that point.
所以我想我们这里需要停下来想一想。
Because in many ways, that kind of truth flies counter to what you and I hear in the day and age that we live in.
因为这样一个真理跟今天我们所生活的周围的事情是完全不一样的。
We live in a day and age that is described as post-modernity.
我们今天活在所谓后现代的时代。
And within post-modernity, there is a very, there's a tremendous emphasis on the relativity of everything.
在后现代文化里面，所有事情都是相对。
That everything actually is relative and absolutely relative.
所有的事情都是相对，而且是绝对的相对。
Which is actually very interesting because then that's a bit illogical, isn't it?
这本身就自相矛盾。
Because on the one hand, they want to say everything is relative.
因为一方面他们说所有事情都是相对的。
And yet on the same hand, they insist that everything is relative.
另外一方面他们坚持所有事情都是相对。
If they were to be consistent logically,
假如他们逻辑上面需要一致的话
even their relativity is relative.
所以他们的相对也是相对的。
Well, maybe that's just a little bit too much word playing around for the Saturday evening.
也许礼拜六晚上各位头都混了。
But what does that have to do with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
这跟耶稣基督的福音有什么关系？
It is simply this, that in post-modernity, where everything is relative,
在后现代的思维里面，所有事情都是相对的。
The truth is replaced with a truth at most.
真理被取代改成一个相对的真理。
That there is no such thing as an absolute truth.
没有绝对的真理。
Everything is relative.
所有都是相对。
Therefore, Jesus is probably perhaps just many ways to salvation.
所以耶稣也许是许多救恩途径的其中一条。
That he is not the way, but merely he is a way.
他不是唯一的 而是其中。
Or to put it another way, many people would believe today that all roads lead to Rome.
用今天的话说，条条大路通罗马。
That it doesn't make any difference what you believe in as long as you believe it sincerely and pragmatically, it helps you.
不管你信什么，只要是你信够诚，或者说它有用，那就好了。
And that has led to probably the most intense discussion within missiological circles.
这个课题在宣教学的圈圈里面是一个非常热烈讨论的题目。
Many people today are discussing what we call the uniqueness of Jesus Christ.
今天我们所讲的是耶稣基督的独特性。
The uniqueness
独特性
of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的独特性。
And it would seem to me, brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姊妹，
that the need for Philip to go share the good news of Jesus Christ with this very devout Ethiopian eunuch.
腓力需要去把这个福音告诉这位太监。
Speaks of the necessity of salvation.
这个事实本身告诉我们福音的必须性。
That if being sincerely devout is sufficient,
敬虔诚心不够。
Philip would not have to have gone.
假如是这样的话，腓力就不需要去了。
But Philip had to go.
可是腓力必须要去。
Because the Ethiopian eunuch needed to hear the good news.
因为安提阿波的太监需要听到福音。
Hudson Taylor went to China when he was 21 years old.
戴德生21岁那年去到中国。
And an event early on in his missionary experience was very transformational for him.
他早期宣道的经验对他来讲是相当大的影响。
He was preaching in the Ningbo area one time.
他有一次在宁波一带讲道。
A young Chinese man was very much impacted by what Hudson Taylor was sharing that day.
有一个中国的年轻人深深受他的信息影响。
And so after he finished, this young man came up to Hudson Taylor.
他讲完以后，这个年轻人跑到戴德生面前。
And thanked Hudson Taylor for coming to speak.
谢谢他来讲信息。
And he said, my heart was deeply moved, and in fact, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
我心里面深深感动，我很想接受耶稣基督为我的
救主。But before I do that, can I ask you a question?
可是当我做这个事情前，我想问你一个问题。
I would like to know how long have you had this gospel in your country?
我想问说，这个福音在你国家已经有多久了？
Before Hudson Taylor had the chance to answer that question,
戴德生能够回答这个问题之前，
this young man went on to tell Hudson Taylor,
这个年轻人继续讲，
that his father had spent his entire life seeking for the truth that he heard Hudson Taylor share that day.
他的父亲花了他一生的时间来追寻戴德生那天晚上所讲的真理。
He said he sought it in animism.
他说我在这个动物的崇拜里面，民间宗教。
I sought it, he sought it in Buddhism.
在佛教。
He sought it in Taoism.
在道教。
He saw it in Confucianism.
在儒教。
He said he never found it in those religions.
在这些地方他都找不到。
He said not only did my father spend his whole life searching in vain.
他说不单止我父亲花了一生的时间去找。
He said my grandfather also sought it in animism, in Buddhism, in Taoism, and Confucianism.
我的爷爷也从民间信仰，从佛教，从道教去找。
He said he never found it.
仍然找不到。
How long has the gospel been in your country?
福音到了你们国家多久了？
Well, Hudson Taylor had to answer the question.
戴德生必须要回答这个问题。
And he said to this young man, this gospel has been in my country for several hundreds of years.
他说年轻人，福音在我国家已经好几百年了。
To which this young Chinese man responded.
这个中国的年轻人这样回答。
Why have you taken so long to come?
为什么那么久才到这里来呢？
The mandate of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督福音的托付。
But as we come back to this story,
那我们再一次回到这个记载里面。
Not only do we have the mandate of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
不但我们看见耶稣基督福音的托付。
Look with me very quickly at the method of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那我们看 福音传播的途径。
And that is, how did Philip share the gospel of Jesus Christ with this Ethiopian eunuch?
那我们看腓力如何向他传福音。
There are several verbs, actually seven verbs that I want to draw your attention to.
这里有七个动词我们需要注意。
And if you have your Bibles open, I invite you to especially note these seven verbs.
若是你有你的圣经，请你特别注意这几节。
Notice first of all, verse 27.
第27节.
Here you remember that an angel of the Lord had spoke to Philip.
第26节, 主一个使者对腓力说,
and invited Philip to go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. That was a desert road.
向他说要向南走,从那里耶路撒冷下去加沙的路上。
And then in verse 27, we first of all read this phrase.
好 ,27节我们看见这个。
And so he got up.And went.
就起身去了。
He got up.
起身。
And went.
去了。
I think that's a wonderful description.
我想这是一个非常棒的一个描述。
Of Philip's obedience to the call in his life.
腓力对于他生命的呼召的一个顺服。
We must not forget when that call came to Philip.
我们不能忘记这个呼召临到腓力。
Because it came at a point in time where God was richly blessing Philip's ministry.
这个呼召临到腓力的上面是正在他施工最有果效的
时候。There in Samaria we read of a great turning to the Lord.
看见撒玛利亚有许多人信主。
And Philip was a part of something of what God was doing in that place.
腓力是正在这个大的这个运动中间其中。
And it was in the midst of that success that suddenly he heard a voice say to him.
就在这个那么伟大的成功里面，腓力听到一个声
音。I want you to put down this successful ministry.
我要你把现在很成功的事工放下
来。And I want you to leave this urban center and go onto a desert road.
我要你离开这个市中心去一个旷野的地方。
I'm not going to tell you what you're going to find there, but I want you to go nevertheless.
我不告诉你你在那边会发现什么我只要你去。
And I wondered in my heart whether there was indeed a struggle within Philip's heart as well.
我不晓得腓力心里面是不是有个挣扎。
When that call came to him, whether he struggled, well, God, I'm being blessed by you and I'm being used by you here in Samaria.
他会不会说主啊我正在被你使用在这里有你的施工做得很好。
Surely you can find somebody else to go there. It's important that I stay here.
你也许可以找别人去我必须要留在这里。
And yet Philip's success did not deafen his sensitivity to the Holy Spirit calling him to get up and go.
腓力有个特点他的成功并不使得他听不到圣灵的呼召。他起身去了。
And I wonder, brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姊妹,
whether that might be something of a description of what you're facing at this point.
这个会不会是写照着你现在心里面所面对的事情?
That you sense God calling you.
你觉得你感觉到神呼召你?
To get up,
起身,
to go.
出去。
And yet there's a struggle there that is taking place.
可是心里面有一个挣扎。
And you, perhaps you think of God, you're using me here at Rutgers.Christian community.
Right. 也许你在这里,
that you're using me here at RCCC.
你在若歌教会使用我。
Surely there's somebody else that can go, to that remote part of the world.
也许在别的人可以去这个偏远的地方。
But I thank God.For Philip's obedience.
可是我为腓力的顺服感恩。
And I would pray that God would also give you and I that same obedience.
我的祷告是神赐给你跟我一样的顺服。
So he got up.
所以他起身去了。
And then if you come down to verse 29, there's another verb that's very interesting.
然后来到29节有另外一个动词。
The Spirit said to Philip, go up and join this chariot.
圣灵对腓力说你去贴近那车。
Oh, I love the Chinese. 贴近。
The Chinese translation is much better.
(笑)我讲中文好了你翻译。(笑) To join that chariot.
去贴近那车。
that a part of the method of gospeling, sharing the gospel,
传福音的其中一个方法，一个途径。
It's important for us to draw close to the people we're seeking to reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是要贴近那些需要听福音的人。
To be sensitive to perhaps where they are at.
敏锐于他们的行动。
And to be able to draw close to that target community, in a way that allows us an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
进入他们的圈子里面，以致我们能够赢得向他们传福音的机会。
I cannot but think of an experience that my parents had in their early missionary experience with regard to this 贴近, this drawing close.
这个贴近让我想到我的父母亲他们这个宣道 的施工。
My sisters and I, all three of us, were born and raised in Taiwan.
我跟我的姐妹们三兄弟姐妹住在台湾成长。
And we got to schooling age. My parents made a decision that to this very day, I am forever thankful for.
当我到入学年龄的时候，我父母做了一个到我今天都仍然感激他们的决定。
Instead of sending me to an international school, an American school,
他们并没有把我们送到美国学校，国籍国际学校。
They instead decided to send my sister and I to a local school, a Chinese school.
他把我们放到当地的学校，国民学校。
The entire school, my sister and I were the only non-Chinese, so I know what it feels like to be a minority.
在整个 学校里面，只有我跟 我的姐妹是不是中国人，所以我很能够明白作为少数民族的感受。
You know, that had an impact on me, that impact continues to this day.
这个对我影响一直到今天。
But that actually also had an impact on the ministry of my parents.
这个也对我父母亲的事工有很深的影响。
Because in that decision, they 贴近 the people they were seeking to reach.
在他们做这个决定的时候，他们就贴近他们要传福音服事的人。
They wanted to identify with the people that they were amongst.
他要跟与他们一起相处的人认同。
And I would put before you that that 贴近, that joining is pivotal in the method of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
这个贴近对在传福音的方法跟途径上面是非
常非常重要。And so he got up and go. He went.
所以他起来 去了。
He joined the chariot.
去贴近那车。
And then in verse 30, we have three verbs that are significant as well.
在三十节有三个动词也是非常重要。
First of all, he ran.
第一他跑去。
Reminding us of the obedience, but in fact, reminding us of the urgency of the task.
跑去让我们发觉里面的紧迫感。
But not only did he run, he listened.
不但跑去还听见。
Not only did he listen, but he asked questions.
不但听见而且是问问题。
And I would put before you that those are very important things when we seek to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
这三个动词是非常重要当我们要传福音给人。
So often we are answering questions that people are not asking.
很多时候我们在回答别人没有问的问题。
We are scratching them where they are not itching.
我们在抓他不痒的地方。
And no wonder the gospel of Jesus Christ seems to be so disconnected with people's lives.
难怪我们所传的福音跟别人的生命连不上。
And I cannot help but wonder, brothers and sisters, whether if we would listen more, we would ask more, that we would be able to respond with a more practical application of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我常常在想，假如我们能够听能够问，也许我们所传的福音能够更加贴近。
Maybe that's hard to understand. Let me use an illustration.
也许很难明白，让我举个例子。
After seminary, I went to Boston to serve in the Chinese church.
我神学院毕业之后，在波士顿一个中国教华人教会服事。
Even though I was in my mid-20s, I very quickly realized there was a generational gap between me and the teens of the church.
虽然我是二十来岁，可是我很快就发觉到这个教会中间，我跟其他同工们中间世代上的分别。
And I noticed it especially in the music that they listened to.
特别是他们所听的音乐。
I thought it was complete nonsense.
我觉得他们听的都不知道什么东西。
It was just a bunch of rowdy noise that I was not interested in.
一大堆很吵闹的声音，我一点没兴趣。
At that point in time, I sort of got a sense of what my parents must have gone through when I was a teenager.
那个时候我就想到，当我是一个青少年的时候，我父母亲大概也同样的感
受。Because I grew up with rock and roll music.
因为我在这个摇滚乐里面成长的。
And my parents simply could not stand the music I listened to.
我父母对这种音乐受不了。
One time I was taking one of the youth to a meeting.
当我带其中一个青少年去参加一个聚会的时候。
He got into my car and he said, "Is it okay if I listen to some music?"
他坐到我的车上，他就问说：“我可不可以听一些音乐？”
I said, "I thought in my heart, I'm really not interested in any of that music you're wanting to listen to."
我心里面是在挣扎，我是在对你听的音乐一点没有兴趣。
But I just sensed at that point, brothers and sisters, the Spirit saying to me, "Hold on a minute."
可是各位弟兄姊妹，那个时候我感觉到圣灵在我心里面跟我说：“等一下。”
Let him play his music.
让他听他的音乐。
Now, this will let you know about how old I am.
这个不是告诉你我多年纪多大。
He had a disc that I put into my disc player.
他有一个
卡带，
一个卡带放到那个机器里面。
My kids have never seen what a disc looks like except in the museum.
我的孩子们从来除了在这个museum 看
博物馆
没有看过这个卡带。
And so he put in his disc.
所以他把他的卡带放进去。
Oh, I'll tell you, it was so hard to listen to.
实在是很难听。
But that voice kept on coming back to me.
可是那个圣灵声音一直回来。
Let him play his music.
让他听他的音乐。
But I want you to listen to the words of the song.
我要你听这个歌词。
And so for the next half an hour, that's what I did.
所以后面半个钟头我就一直听。
I listened.
我听。
And I listened.
听。
After half an hour, I had had enough.
半个钟头之后，真的受不了。
No, I felt that it was a time for me to say something.
就觉得需要讲一些话。
Said, "Is it okay if we turn off the music?"
我就问他，可不可以先关掉。
I'd like to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
I think he was surprised I listened for half an hour.
我想他已经很讶异，我让他听了半个钟头。
And so we turned it off.
所以我们把它关掉。
I don't know. I'm not really quite sure the background that where he was coming from.
我不太知道他所成长的背景是怎么样。
But the music that I heard that day was very pessimistic.
他的音乐那天所听的是非常的灰暗。
Almost every song had something to do with suicide.
每一个歌词都有一些跟自杀有关的。
And it was there that I felt God opened up a door for me to talk with him.
我就觉得神打开一扇门，我可以跟他对话。
To share with him actually that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not hopeless, but rather it is hopeful.
让他知道耶稣基督的福音不是没有盼望，而是充满盼望。
And in the moments that followed in that journey, I had the joy of telling this young man of the hope that we can have in Jesus Christ.
所以那天在车上，我就有一个喜乐。跟这个年轻人分享这耶稣基督里面的盼望。
I'd like to tell you that he never listened to that music again.
我告诉你，他从此不再听那些音乐。
But I'm not sure I can actually quite say that.
也许我是不是很确定。
But I just sensed that a door was open for me to share the good news of Jesus Christ with this young man because I first listened.
可是我真的感受到，神打开了一扇门，我可以跟他分享福音，因为我开始听他的。
And to ask him questions.
然后问他问题。
Well, if you look down in 31, there's another word that's so important, isn't it?
看三十一节另外一个重要的动词。
For Philip not only got up and joined the chariot.
菲利不单只是起来去贴近那个。
Not only did he run, hear, and ask.
不但去跑去听去问。
But there in verse 31, we're told that he sat with him.
第三十一节，菲利上车与他同坐。
He earned the right to speak.
他赢得跟他讲话的权利。
It's interesting. He did not force himself onto that chariot, but rather he was invited onto that chariot.
他是被请上车，而不是自己走跑上去。
And my friends, as we look at ministry around the world today,
各位，我们今天看全球各样的事工。
I think of many hard soil places.
有很多硬土的地方。
Places that we need to first of all earn the right to speak.
这些地方我们需要第一首先赢得说话的权利。
And these places actually will not care how much we know until they know how much we care.
这些地方他们不会对我们讲的事情有太多兴趣，他们反而比较需要知道我们关心他们。
The whole Muslim world
整个回教世界
will not be one for Jesus Christ unless we're willing to listen, to ask, and to sit with them.
除非我们愿意去听、去问以及与他们同坐，否则的话，我们没有办法把福音带进去。
But then, very quickly, the last verb that's so important.
再来就是最后一个重要的字。
For there in verse 35, we read of Philip opening his mouth and beginning with this scripture, he preached Jesus to him.
第35节，腓力就开口从这经上对他们传讲耶稣。
That was the climax.
这个就是高潮。
But those six verbs previous to that laid the foundation.
前面六个动词为这一个动词打下基础。
If there weren't those six verbs first, there wouldn't be the seventh.
假如没有前面六个动词，就不会有第七个动词。
And I would put before you that in missions today.
所以我各位今天在宣道的事情上面。
We too need to see the method of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们需要看到这个传福音的途径。
And so we've talked about the mandate.
所以我们讲到这个托付。
We've talked about the method.
我们讲到这个途径。
Just very quickly, let me pause to highlight the message that we are to share as well.
让我很快地跟各位分享这个信息。
And I want to especially focus on verse 35.
35节。
For there in verse 35, we've just read it, Philip opened his mouth.
我们在这里看到腓力就开口。
And beginning with this scripture, he preached Jesus to him.
从这经上写对他传讲耶稣。
And in that very short description, I think we see three things with regarding the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这短短一节里面，我们看见有三样关于耶稣基督的事情。
We see first of all that it was scripture based.
我们第一个看到这是本于圣经。
Beginning with this scripture, he preached Jesus.
从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
In the Old Testament, 1,200 times.
在旧约1200次
We're told of Jesus' coming.
告诉我们预言耶稣的来。
And particularly here in the book of Isaiah, the book that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading.
特别是以赛亚书这个太监正在读的那卷书。
There in chapter 53, speaking of the suffering servant.
在第53章讲到这个受苦的仆人。
Philip began with that scripture.
腓力从这一段经文开始
，and he began to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
开始跟他传讲耶稣的。
And so it's first of all scripture based.
所以第一是本于圣经。
But secondly, it was Christ centered as well.
第二个是以基督为中心。
He preached Jesus.
他传讲耶稣。
And if you were with us yesterday evening, we especially highlighted the fact.That the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a religion, rather it is a relationship.
昨天晚上我们讲过了，这个耶稣基督的福音所讲的不是一个教条，而是一个关系。
And so he preached Jesus to this Ethiopian eunuch.
所以他向这个安提阿伯的太监传讲耶稣。
And so it was Christ-centered.
所以是以基督为中心。
But not only was it scripture-based, Christ-centered.
不单只是以经文为本，以基督为中心。
It was also gospel driven.
而是福音作为他的动力。
And we read of how they came to where there was water.
我们看到他们来到有水的地方。
And there in verse 37, Philip said, "If you believe with your heart, you may be baptized."
他这里说，跟腓力跟他说，你心里面相信。
And the Ethiopian eunuch responded by saying, "I believe that Jesus Christ."
这个太监说
is the Son of God.
我相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
And they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
所以他们就下到水里面，腓力为他施洗。
What a wonderful description of the message of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督福音的一个美妙的描述。
But I'd like to close this evening's message by not only speaking of the mandate.
今天晚上我愿意总结一下信息，我们不单讲到这个 耶稣给我们的托付。
Speaking not only of the method,
方法。
Speaking not only of the message,
信息。
But also just closing with a quick word with regard to the model.
最后我想各位注意到这个榜样。
Philip the model.
腓力是一个榜样。
We close chapter 8 by reading Philip kept preaching the gospel in all the cities until he came to Caesarea.
在最后一节，在第八章最后一节，我们看到腓力他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
If you're familiar with the book of Acts,
只要你熟使徒行传，
you will surely know that this is not the last time we met Philip.
你就知道这里不是腓力最后一次的出现。
Rather, later on, much later on in Acts chapter 21,
在第二十一章，
when Paul was on his way back to Jerusalem,
当保罗回城去耶路撒冷的时候，
there in chapter 21 verse 8, he passes through Caesarea, the very place that is described for us here.
在第二十章第二十八节，保罗回城经过该撒利亚。
And Luke tells us that he stops at the home of Philip, the evangelist.
路加告诉我们，他停留在传福音的腓力的家里。
If I'm not mistaken, in the original language, it can be thus translated.
我假如我没有弄错，原文是可以这样翻译的。
Philip, the gospeler.
腓力这个福音者
，the one who gospeled as he went，
这个腓力这个作为一个福音，他出去
，and he gives to us a wonderful model，
他给我们一个非常美妙的榜样
，a model that the prayer on my heart the Lord would raise up many of in this church，
这个榜样也是我的祷告，愿神在这个教会里面兴起许多这样的榜样。
Perhaps I've shared this story, but I'd like to again tell you of an experience I had.
也许你听过这个我的这个经验。
It was probably close to 15 years ago.
大概差不多15年前。
Together with my father, we had the opportunity of going to the province of Xinjiang, which is in the northwest part of China.
我跟我父亲有机会去中国西北的新疆。
We went to the southern city of Kashgar, which is on the far southwest side of the province.
我们去到这个省的西南边这个
喀什
这个城。
We went there to visit a couple.
我们去探望一对夫妇。
The husband's name was Mecca Zhao, and the wife's name was Grace Zhao.
这个先生的名，丈夫的名字是赵麦家，太太是
何恩正。
何恩正。
They were originally colleagues of my grandparents.
他们原本是我祖父的同工。
In the early 1940s, when my grandparents could no longer remain in Henan because the Japanese had invaded Henan.
当日本侵略中国进到河南，我的祖父母没有办法再继续留在河南。那时候1940年代早期。
They went to the inland part of China. They went to Shanxi province.
他们就一直进到内地，在陕西省。
They went to a small town called Fengxiang, which is about an hour and a half from Xi'an.
离开西安一个到一个半钟头，一个城市叫做凤翔。
And it was there in Fengxiang that they started the Northwest Bible Institute.
是在那边他们设立了西北的圣经学院。
To train Chinese Christian workers.
是训练中国的基督徒同工。
Mecca and Grace Zhao were a part of the faculty.
这对夫妇他们是他们的这个教导的成员之一。
The school was not only established to train Christian workers.
这个学校不单训练基督教的工人。
My grandparents as well as other faculty members hoped the school would also be a place where missionaries would emerge.
我的祖父母跟他们这些教导的同工也希望这个成为一个宣教士的地方。
They had a wonderful exercise that they used to do.
他们
during chapel.
他们在他们的崇拜，他们有一个很特别的一个动作。
They would encourage brothers and sisters to pray for missions.
他们鼓励他们为宣道祷告。
They went out onto the courtyard of the school.
他们去了 学校的庭院里面。
And they painted a picture, they painted the world, the picture of the world.
在那边他们把世界地图画出来。
And they would encourage the students to stand on different countries and to pray specifically for that country.
然后请这些学生去站到不同的地方为那个地方那个国家来祷告。
And it was during one of those experiences that the Spirit moved in a very visible and mighty way.
就是在其中一次圣灵很清楚地在这边做工。
And very clearly put in the hearts of a number of our students the task of cross-cultural missions.
就很清楚放在一些学生心中跨文化的负担。
And so a group of them was sent out from the school.
所以有一群因此从这个学校里面拆排出去。
Perhaps some of you have heard of this group. It, in Chinese, was called 变传福音团. In English, we refer to it as the Back to Jerusalem Band.
也许你听过这个在中国教会里面叫做变传福音团。
A group of students left Shanxi province.
一群学生离开陕西省。
And they went to Gansu, they went to Ningxia, they went to Qinghai.
他们去甘肃、宁夏、青海。
And then right across the southern part of Xinjiang.
经过新疆的南部。
Mecca and Grace Zhao were a part of that team that went out.
赵麦家夫妇他们是其中一对。
But by the time they got to Kashgar, they're in the far southwest part of Xinjiang in China.
他们跑到新疆最西南，中国最西南的地方。
They encountered 1949 October 1st.
他们1949年10月1号。
And the border was closed so that they could no longer go westward.
那天边界封闭起来，他们没有办法继续往西。
Actually, their vision was to go all the way back to Jerusalem if that was possible.
其实他们的意向是，假如可能的话，一直去到耶路撒冷。
But the border was closed.
可是那时候边界封闭起来。
They could no longer go westward.
他们没有办法继续往西去。
And for the next nearly 60 years, Mecca and Grace Zhao stayed.In Kashgar.
往后六十年，这对夫妇停留在那个地方。
Faithful to God's calling in their life.
忠于神对他们的。
Just like Philip, who we have talked about this evening.
就好像我们今天晚上看到腓力。
They heard the call.
他们听到呼召。
They got up and went.
他们起来去。
And along the way, the Lord opened up many doors for them to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
一路上，神为他们开很多福音的门。
And for 60 years, they served there in that.Very remote part of China.
60年他们在偏远的地方侍奉。
Actually, during that period of time, many people encouraged them to go back to the inland part of China.
在这60年里面有不少的人鼓励他们要他们回到中国本土。
They said this life is too hard here.
他们说生活在这里是很艰困。
Actually, when we went in the middle of December, it was about 25 degrees Celsius below zero.
我们在冬天隆冬的时候去，那个时候气温是摄氏零下二十五度。
And many people said it's just too hard for you, especially when they got into their 60s, when they got into their 70s.
许多人觉得对他们来讲太苛刻了，因为尤其他们已经到六十七岁。
But they sensed that God's call upon them was still very much valid.
可是他们深深知道神对他们的呼召仍然是在那个地方。
We had a wonderful 3 days together with Grace and Mecca.
我们花了三天很好的时间跟他们在一起。
I had the chance of hearing many stories about my grandparents I'd never heard of before.
我从他们口中听到很多关于我祖父母我从来没听过的事。
But I think what stuck most in my mind was something that happened when we left Kashgar.
可是我印象最深的是当我们离开那个地方的时候。
And something that I would like to leave with each and every one of you this evening.
今天我也把这样一个看见留在你们心中。
Actually, when we visited them, Mecca had already suffered a stroke.
我们离开的时候，这个赵麦家已经中过风了。
And so it was very difficult for him, and so he did not go to the airport with us.
他行动不便，所以他没办法送我们到飞机场。
But graciously saw us off at the airport.
可是他的太太陈恩正，
何
恩正，他能够。陪我们到飞机场。
After getting our boarding tickets, we went through security.
我们拿到登机证以后，我们经过安全检查。
But just as we were parting,
当我们要分手的时候
，I'll never forget my father was walking in front of me.
我永远不会忘记我爸爸走在我前面。
I suddenly felt Grace's hand grasp a hold of mine.
突然间，我发觉这个恩正的手抓住我。
I turned around.
我转过头来。
Because I was traveling with my father, she would always refer to me as 小戴牧师。 I was the junior Pastor Taylor.
因为我跟我爸爸一起旅行，他常称我为小戴牧师。
He was the senior Pastor Taylor.
我的爸爸是老戴牧师。
And she grasped onto my hand.
他就抓住我的手。
And she said, "Junior Pastor Taylor."
他说小戴牧师。
She says, "I have a baton in my hand."
说我手上有根棒。
I've held this baton for 60 years.
我手里拿着这根棒已经拿了60年。
And I do not know how much longer I can hold on to it.
我不知道我能够还能够拿着多久。
Of course, it wasn't a literal baton.
当然这不是一个真正的一根棒子。
It was a figurative baton.
这是一个比方的说法。
She says, I don't know how much longer I can hold on to it.
她说我不知道我还能够拿着这根棒子多久。
She said, can you do me a favor?
她说你能不能帮我一个忙。
Can you take this baton?
你们把我手上这个棒拿过去。
接力棒。
接过去。
Can you take this baton, the gospel baton, out to the Chinese church?
你能不能把这个棒子，这个福音的棒子，拿到华人教会中？
And place it in the hands of the church.
放在华人教会的手里面。
And tell Chinese brothers and sisters that now is the time for the Chinese church to take up.This 接力棒 this gospel baton.
告诉这些华人的弟兄姊妹，拿起这个福音的接力棒。
So this evening, I'd like to, if you would allow me, to give you that baton.
所以今天晚上，容许我把这一个接力棒交给你。
And just as Philip was a model,
就好像腓力是一个榜样。
何恩正、赵麦家、Mecca Zhao and Grace He also were a model.
何恩正、赵麦家也是一个榜样。
And God this evening, brothers and sisters,
神今天晚上各位弟兄姊妹
is looking for people who will also take up that gospel baton.
在找接上这个接力棒的人。
To see the mandate.
去看见这个托付。
To see the method.
去看见这个途径。
To see the message.
去看见这个福音的信息。
And to follow in the model.
跟随这个榜样。
Would you be willing to take up that baton this evening?
今天晚上你愿意接过这根棒子吗？
Would you be willing to take it up?
你愿意接上去吗？
Father, we thank you for this evening.
天父，我们为今天晚上感恩。
We thank you for the chance of turning our thoughts to this wonderful passage.
谢谢主给我们机会能够思考这段经文。
Lord, you desired that that Ethiopian eunuch would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
主，你的心意是要这位安提阿伯的太监能够听到救赎的福音。
And Lord, your word reminds us that you love the world.
主，你提醒我们你爱世人。
Lord, that you desire that not one would perish, but that all might have eternal life.
你但愿人人能够得救，没有一人沉沦。
And Lord, just as that day you sought out Philip to get up and go.
就好像当年你找到腓力让他起来去。
Lord, this evening you are looking for modern day Philips as well.
今天晚上你在我们中间寻找今天的腓力。
To respond to the mandate of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
对于福音的托付有所回应。
Father, to walk in the example of the method of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
学习借着这些途径来传扬福音。
To be able to proclaim the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
以及能够宣讲福音的信息。
Lord, this evening, Grace holds out that baton to us.
主今天晚上和恩正姐妹把这个福音的棒子交给我们。
Challenging us to take up this gospel baton.
挑战我们接上这个福音的棒子。
And Lord, I would pray that in our midst there would be many who would get up.
主啊，我的祷告是在我们中间有许多站起来。
Striving, Father, not after earthly success.
追求不是世界上面的名利。
But rather eternal significance.
而是永恒的价值。
And Lord, from this church, many would go forward.
主啊，愿这个教会里面许多会出来。
Both near and afar.
近处远处
Lord, to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
分享耶稣基督的福音。
And we'll be, Father, careful to give you all the praise and the glory.
我们把一切的颂赞荣耀归给你。
For we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.